For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. My guest today is G. Willow Wilson. She's best known as the creator and author of the most recent iteration of Ms. Marvel for Marvel Comics. Launched in 2014, Ms. Marvel stars Kamala Khan as a nerdy, comic book-loving, Muslim, Pakistani-American teenage girl from Jersey City, who discovers she has superpowers and adopts the title Ms. Marvel to fight alongside the likes of Wolverine and Spider-Man. The Ms. Marvel comic series has gone on to become a New York Times bestseller and winner of a Hugo Award for Best Graphic Story. In addition to her work on Ms. Marvel, Wilson is also the author of a memoir, The Butterfly Mask, and a novel, Elif the Unseen, which won the World Fantasy Award for Best Novel in 2013. She's here in Spokane as a visiting speaker at Spokane Community College's Hagen Foundation Center for the Humanities. Willow Wilson, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start at the beginning. How did you first get interested in writing comic books?
You know, for me, comics have kind of been a lifelong love. I started out as a huge fan of the 90s cartoon version of the X-Men. And then as a teenager, I started getting into some of the really wonderful British invasion comics that were popular at the time. Sandman, of course, the literary classic by Neil Gaiman, but also things like Preacher and Shade the Changing Man and some of the other really fantastic work, which in the late 80s to late 90s kind of helped redefine what you could do with comics as a medium. And it was about that time that it occurred to me that there were people making these things. They didn't just spontaneously appear on bookshelves. So I kind of set about figuring out how to become one of those people. And eventually that led me to Vertigo Comics at DC, and from there to Marvel and back to DC again.
Before you adopted Ms. Marvel and started writing your own, you also worked on some other well-known DC and Marvel scripts. So how did you move from collaborating on those more well-known characters to getting to launch your own character?
When I first got the call about the project that eventually became Ms. Marvel, I had kind of been out of comics entirely for about a year. I had just published Elif the Unseen. I'd been on tour for that. I was pregnant with my second child. So there was a lot going on. And one day, literally out of the blue, I got a call from Sana Aminat and Steve Wacker, who at the time was her editor at Marvel. And they just kind of pitched me on the phone. They were like, look, we want to create a new young American Muslim superhero and put her on her own ongoing book. And the character didn't have a name. She didn't have a power set. She didn't have a backstory. And I'd never been in a position to create a superhero from scratch before. So it was a fascinating look into the way that a character is born and all of the work that goes into that backstory before the first issue even hits the stands.
There's the obvious ways in which she's unique among superheroes. You know, she's a Muslim woman, she's a teenager, she's a millennial, but a little bit more subtly, unlike a lot of superheroes, she doesn't really have a dark or vengeful backstory. She's a very positive person and has an intact nuclear family. You know, she doesn't have dead parents or this childhood trauma that forced her to become this crime-fighting machine. So was that an important part of developing this character, to make her a real positive force instead of the trauma that leads to the goodness?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, given that this was a teen hero, that this was a book aimed primarily at a young adult audience, and that we are kind of coming off of a wave of gritty superheroes, that it might be interesting to do something a little bit different and to write a character whose motivation does not stem from pain, which is a great motivator. And there's been some wonderful superhero books that have come out of that. Of course, the classic being Batman, who we all love and and who, as a kind of tragic hero, is really unparalleled. But at the same time, I thought, you know, let's really push ourselves. What if we had a character who was acting solely out of the desire to do good? And what I and the other creators on the book discovered was that that means you don't get a classic superhero-looking book with a roster of villains, kind of a rogues gallery. More often, the biggest villain in the story becomes the character themselves. So in Kamala's case, it's balancing being a superhero with being a high school kid who has to worry about grades and peer groups and problems that I think are familiar to those of us who do not have superpowers and are not the descendants of sort of, you know, alien super beings, which is most people. And that gives it a very different flavor from some of the other big superhero books out there.
I'm talking with G. Willow Wilson, who is a comic book author and creator of the newest iteration of Ms. Marvel, which stars Kamala Khan, the first female Muslim superhero in Marvel's comic book series. Kamala Khan is, she's sort of made headlines and been most notable for being a Muslim character. And you've got a great TED Talk online that was released not long after the series launched, I think a year or two maybe. But now it's been 5 years. And in that TED Talk, you say that she was sort of the trifecta of failure. She was a brand new character, she was a minority character, and she was a female character. And yet she's survived these 5 years, and not only survived, but become a really popular and beloved character. So given all of those sort of traditional reasons why she should fail, what do you think has made her succeed?
I think in large part the answer to that is the audience. I think that we could have made panel for panel the exact same series 10 years ago, and it would have flopped. I think it was just the right character at the right time in the right place, and at a time when the audience was ready for a story like this. We'd kind of not had a big mainstream, big two superhero who was from that kind of everyman, lower middle class background since Peter Parker. The big kind of tentpole characters of the last decade or so have been genius billionaires like Tony Stark, genius billionaires like Batman, people like Wonder Woman who are Amazonian princesses who can deflect bullets. And these are fantastic characters who I love, but none of us are ever going to find ourselves in that situation. And I think we also kind of hit a sweet spot where there was an appetite for those kind of everyman street level stories that was not being filled. And we just happened to pop in with a story to tell about that at the right moment.
So you're now sort of passing the torch of Kamala Khan to a new writer and stepping back from Ms. Marvel. So what's the future for Ms. Marvel and what's the future for you?
Yeah, I'm very excited that Kamala is going to be written by Saladin Ahmad starting in just a couple of months here, which is very exciting. I'm a huge admirer of his work and have been for some time. So it's fun for me to kind of go from being one of the creators to one of the fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't even say that it's bittersweet. It's really just sweet because I never imagined in a million years that something I created would have this kind of longevity.
And so what's next for you? What projects are you working on?
I have been very lucky to take over writing duties on Wonder Woman at DC Comics. So I've sort of plunged into the world of the Amazons and Olympus and how all of that connects to our own world. And I've got a new novel coming out in March called The Bird King from Grove Atlantic Press. So I'm very excited to go on tour with that as well.
My guest has been G. Willow Wilson, co-creator and writer of the comic book series Ms. Marvel, which stars Kamala Khan, a teenage Pakistani-American Muslim superhero. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.